Okay.
All right, it is 5:15, and we're going to call a meeting of the Finance Committee to order. We'll just go around and say who's here. Audrey Nelson.
Rick Fagerly.
Vicki Davis.
Andrew Plowman.
Steve Okins.
Thank you. We have no members of the public here, and so we'll move on to our first action item, which is the East Side Drainage Improvement. Steve.
Madam Chair, we do have a revised budget that was handed out. That revised budget, the reason we have one that has changed from what was in the packet is the one that was in the packet showed that the total project was being paid from local option sales tax revenues. And as the committee action form explains in the first sentence, there was part of the engineering contract that was signed prior to the local option sales tax being authorized. So that portion of their agreement cannot be paid for with local option sales tax monies. There was a budget approved by the council in October for phase one of the East Side Drainage, and that budget was actually correct, which showed the $66,000 being paid from general fund monies, and there is a stormwater departmental budget in the general fund that will cover those costs. So the budget that was handed out this evening corrected that portion and shows that the $66,000 will be paid from general fund, and the remaining amount will be eligible to be paid for with local option sales tax money. The budget that's before you tonight is adding a phase two portion. Phase one is already under contract with Crow
River.
Yeah, Crow River Construction. So phase two is only an estimate that the engineers have come up with and is not bid at this point, but it's an estimated total project for the East Side Drainage. It is a little bit less than what was originally anticipated, but this is based on engineers' estimates. So we would be looking for a motion to introduce the resolution that's adopting the budget as presented.
So moved.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to adopt the revised preliminary budget for the East Side Drainage Project number 1902. Any questions, conversation? Yeah, go ahead, Andrew.
Steve, in talking with Sean, is any portion of this going to come through Public Works as far as the second phase?
When they bid the second phase, the bids for the second phase will have to come to Public Works for approval.
Okay.
Sounds
the,
good.
The engineering contract has already been there.
Yeah.
And so
yep.
There won't be any additional cost for engineering, but the actual construction bids will come to Public Works once they receive them.
All right, thanks.
Any other questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Our next item is budget for Wilmer Main Street. Take
Hello,
it away,
everybody.
Sarah.
So we have brought before you, and the Wilmer Main Street Board has reviewed this and approved it as well, the Main Street budget for 2020. The city again gave $32,500 for our portion of that budget, and then we anticipate, we have secured, I should say, $19,000 worth of grants in addition to that money. So $15,000 of that will be for Artists on Main Street again for year two. As granted in 2019, $10,000 of that is from Minnesota Main Street. And then because of our first year, the Wilmer Area Community Foundation has graciously donated $5,000 in addition to that for that project. So we will have a $15,000 budget for that project this year, which is exciting. And then $4,000 has been awarded from Minnesota Main Street for another kind of mini grant, if you will, through them. They do that for all of their designated Main Street communities every year. We're eligible. And this year we're going to do a downtown assessment project with Minnesota Main Street, which will be a lot of focus groups and talking about downtown. And then we're choosing the larger plan, which then also means we have an interactive map that's created at the end of all of that as well. So okay. That'll be fun to tell some stories of downtown buildings and businesses and people involved with that. So we're really excited about that portion of the project as well. So that's the additional $4,000 worth of grants. So it would be, we're looking for a motion to adopt that resolution at the council.
So moved.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to adopt a resolution to enter the budget for Wilmer Main Street, which it looks like the total is $53,000. Thank you for your information. So, yeah. Any questions? All right, hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Thanks for being here, too.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you for everything you're doing.
Yeah. It's cool. Been fun.
Yeah, really. Very nice.
Glad to help you all. Our numbers from last year, and there is a little bit of extra money from last year we've talked about because of how the fund is set up. We're looking at some designated, one or two designated projects to kind of invest some of that money left over from last year in so that we spend all of it this year.
And that will come back before the committee once that's determined.
Nice way to end the year, I think, successfully and a little left over.
Yeah. $19,000 in grants?
For this next year, yeah.
Wow.
It's actually less than what we received last year, so.
Wow. Yeah. Both are impressive.
Both are good. Cool. Mm-hmm. I'm pleased.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Our next item is the Wilmer Township Player Contract. Steve.
Again, Madam Chair, included in your packet, this is an annual an event. We have two fire rural service contracts, one with Wilmer Township, one with Dovery Township. The Dovery Township one came before the committee a couple months ago. There were no calls to Dovery Township. But there still is a cost, even if there are no calls. The one before you tonight is for Wilmer Township. And if you look at the dollar amount that's being proposed, it's slightly less than last year, but that is primarily due to the number of firefighter hours actually used. And so that calculates into the formula, which will reduce it. The formula is included later on in your packet, and it takes into consideration the costs that the city incurs to operate the fire department, and then on a prorated basis, basically the townships pay for their fair share based on the number of firefighter hours, which really kind of drives that. So number of firefighter hours were down approximately 100 from last year, and so that's really kind of the contributing factor to the reduction. But this is an annual housekeeping event. The township is aware that this agreement is coming forth. So we would look for a motion to introduce a resolution authorizing the mayor and administrator to execute the agreement.
So moved.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to authorize the mayor and city administrator to execute the fire agreement for the Wilmer Township from April 1st through March 31st, 2021. Any questions?
I have one that you maybe can't answer, but how come in 2016 there's 36 firefighter hours and then there's 220 in 2019? That's so different.
Again, it depends on the number of fire calls in Wilmer Township. It's similar to Dovery Township. Mm-hmm. Dovery Township had no fire calls last year. Crazy. So they, I mean.
So 2019 was a bad year.
One larger fire that takes the full, like a big
full department
for like a day or two, getting all the stuff put out, that can rack up a lot of man hours.
No, we can certainly. I know that that's probably in the file. What those number of hours? We can certainly look.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, no, but we'll find that and find out the number of fire calls. Would be nice to have in this information as well.
Yeah,
and so you can tell if there's one large fire or not. But we'll ask to have that. And have that included in the minutes.
That you also included the formula. We follow the state formula, correct? So it says it's 2020. Do they update that every year? Or is this just the...
This formula hasn't been changed for a number of years.
Okay, but it is the state formula,
yes,
right?
It is.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. Any other questions? All right, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Discussion items. We have none listed, but does anybody have any questions or concerns about anything? Or discussion items you want to have on there?
As I mentioned, next month we'll be having some preliminary pre-audit numbers coming forth to the council. There were some departments that exceeded their budgets, and so that was an audit finding a couple years ago that we bring that back. It's common effect, I guess, you know, for some departments to slightly go over their budgets. Some of them, if we didn't bring a budgetary amendment, example would be a severance. If somebody leaves, there's some changes in wages and stuff like that. But or if there's revenue that exceeded what we had anticipated as well. So we normally have those as kind of cleanup items and that. So
the only question, and I know Steve's prepared to come back with, as we work in with local option sales tax projects and kind of how the budgets come, you know, or operation kind of cost kind of thing. To is there something that we should be preparing ourselves for, you know, in anticipation of that? And I think, you know, some of that architect stuff has to be weighted out with that. But what will we get from the architect, and what will we need to deal with from an operating standpoint? Because Brian is preparing us that, you know, we're gonna need, it's gonna cost us more money to operate these things, and so
right. In
anticipation of that, when you look at how you build stuff. You know, does the operating costs, are they taken into consideration with the design? So, go ahead, Andrew.
On that note, yeah, we met with a couple of the athletic field committees, and then I know I believe the event center subcommittee met with the engineers last night and the various architects at the fire station, and that is one of the things that the various subcommittees also kind of missed was maintenance cost of what these facilities are going to take, and that how you construct them really plays into what those long-term maintenance costs are going to be. So you may choose a cheaper method of construction up front, but your long-term maintenance, say snow removal, grass care, lawn care, other types of stuff like that, and one of the engineers spoke to that, and he said, well, it's going to be expensive either way, but it's kind of a pay now, pay later, and which fund of money are you going to be pulling that out of? You know, and they were kind of encouraging, and I mean, I guess it behooves them to do it this way, but they were encouraging building it right so that maintenance costs can be, you know, those costs can be absorbed by the local option sales tax, and your maintenance costs don't totally like drown you later on and catch you off guard. And the engineers all three of the different engineering firms were saying the same thing.
Well, I know I've heard from a member of like the Swanson Fields with the concession stand concept, and if we look at who, you know, kind of, is the city going to be responsible for concession stands, and then where will we have concession stands? And other, I think Steve Bresendine had proposed, you know, like a $250,000 addition a few years ago for the pool to be able to have concession stands for the soccer fields. Well, now if you have, I mean, kind of like, where should they be and how will they operate?
It all depends exactly how they're built.
Yeah.
I mean, something as simple as a grill can change, you know, if you're going to have a griddle, I mean, you know, in the restaurant business, something as simple as a griddle, you know, there's only certain equipment, and like they talked about, whether or not your popcorn popper is approved to be inside of your building, or if you can have a hot dog roller or something that's a warmer, but a pizza oven, all of a sudden, if you're going to be cooking pizzas from raw, your cost goes up by minimum $15,000.
Mm-hmm. So, and what I was hearing is the city going to, you know, what does the city want to do with concession stands? So if you think of the event center, softball fields, you know, the different locations, how are we going to do that? And so I don't know where that fits either, but.
And from a staff, you know, we've had some preliminary discussions at the staff level with the architects and construction managers as far as cost allocating, which has been brought up in this committee before, as far as stormwater.
Yeah.
And those types of, so we've had some preliminary discussions about that. Also discussed were other revenue sources, possibilities as far as fundraising, and when did that play into a factor, and that will come up in discussions when they get into the final design and those types of things, and so some of the maintenance items will be discussed too when they choose different aspects, like you said.
All right. Anybody else have any questions, concerns? If not, we are at the end of the agenda. If somebody wants to make a motion.
Move to adjourn.
All right. We're adjourned. Thank you.